Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Finolex Industries Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Baid. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY24 post-earnings call of Finolex Industries. From the management side, we have Mr. Ajit, MD, and Mr. Neeraj, CFO. Now I hand over the call to Ajit for opening remarks, post which the floor will be open for Q&A. Thanks.
Over to you.
Thank you, Arun. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings for the festival season for Navratri and Dussehra. Welcome to the investor conference call for Q2 FY24 earnings release. We thank you all for continued support and interest in Finolex Industries Limited. Q2 FY24 continues to witness a volume growth on a year-on-year basis on the back of continued improvement in demand, largely from the plumbing and sanitation segment. Operating performance also witnessed a substantial improvement during the quarter. Let me give you some of the performance indicators for the first quarter. Q2 FY24 highlights: total income from operations was rupees 883.15 crores for Q2 FY24, down 6.16% against 941.13 crores in Q2 FY23. EBITDA for the company stood at rupees 102.98 crores for FY24 Q2, against EBITDA loss of rupees 142.67 crores for Q2 FY23. EBITDA margins during this quarter increased on a year-on-year basis of 11.66% compared to a negative margin of 15.16% in corresponding previous quarter of Q2 FY23. The company reported profit after tax of rupees 93.78 crores in Q2 FY24, as compared to a loss of 93.92 crores in Q2 FY23. Now getting into the segmental performance: the pipes and fittings. Pipes and fittings revenue increased by 7% to rupees 857.15 crores in Q2 FY24, from 801.73 crores in Q2 FY23. Volume in pipes and fittings segment reported a growth of 6% year-on-year to 62,914 metric tons in Q2 FY24, against 59,218 metric tons in the corresponding last quarter. The EBIT in pipes and fittings segment was rupees 67.60 crores in Q2 FY24, compared to EBIT loss of 47.63 crores in Q2 FY23. Moving to PVC resin segment, revenue in the resin segment decreased 38% year-on-year to 297.85 crores in Q2 FY24, to rupees 481.07 crores in Q2 FY23. The volume in resin segment decreased 31% to 37,516 metric tons in Q2 FY24, against 54,063 metric tons in Q2 FY23. EBIT in resin segment was rupees 20.40 crores in Q2 FY24, compared to a loss of 110.68 crores in the corresponding previous year. The company continues to have a strong balance sheet with a cash surplus of roughly rupees 1,500 crores as on 30th September 2023. Let me now leave the floor open to questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Okay, we have the first question from the line of Mr. Anchal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity. Can you help us understand if there was any inventory gain in 2Q? And given the current PVC prices, do you look at inventory loss in both the resin as well as piping segment? Yeah.
Hi, Achal. Good morning. So in Q2, overall the prices of PVC went up by 4 rupees during the quarter, starting from mid-July to August. So there was marginal inventory gain, but not very material. And the prices which fell subsequently, that price fall started 30th September, 1st October onwards. So that way for the quarter, there was no material inventory loss per se.
And given what has happened in the first three weeks of the month, and if we assume the current price sustains, could there be a substantial inventory loss?
Not substantial, but yes, some inventory loss will be there. Because see, the prices fell very sharply. In a matter of 7-8 days, they went down by 11 rupees. The positive thing is that this morning, the prices have gone up by 1 rupee. So that fall, it seems, have been arrested. And but we'll see how it pans out.
Understood. In terms of the CPVC price, we see that the prices have come off. Is it possible for you to kind of give us some sense in terms of what is the extent of price reduction, and do you see further price reduction in terms of the raw material price for CPVC?
Yeah. So yes, prices have come down for CPVC, but unlike PVC, there is no standard benchmark which kind of goes for CPVC. So we cannot give you any specific numbers, how much, but roughly we can say that 5% prices have come off very recently.
And has that caused any inventory loss?
No, not material. No, not material.
Understood. And you know, this is a so it, you know, that anti-dumping duty on the Korean and Chinese CPVC resins, that's coming up for renewal stroke expiry in next year. So if theoretically it was to go away, how do you see it impacting the industry and us?
If it goes away, frankly, it I would personally see it as a positive for the pipe makers, because obviously the raw material becomes cheaper. So from a pipe maker's perspective, it would be a positive move in my view.
And as we speak, are we sourcing entirely from overseas, or we are buying local as well, CPVC?
No, we are buying locally also and importing as well.
Would it be possible to tell us the mix, sir?
Not really, and there is no fixed mix. It keeps changing. See, for CPVC, we have multiple suppliers, and depending on pricing and our requirements, orders are placed. So we don't have any quantity commitments with any of the suppliers. So that mix keeps changing, Achal.
And is there a price difference between the local and the imports? And if yes, could you quantify, sir?
There is a small difference, but not material.
Okay. Understood. In terms of the spreads, if you could help us in terms of the prices and the spreads for PVC, DC, VCM for the second quarter and the current one.
Yeah. So for Q2, PVC was at $847.
Okay.
EDC was at $276.
Okay.
And VCM was average $690. The PVC EDC delta for second quarter was $571.
Okay.
And the PVC VCM delta was $157.
And as we speak currently,
I have last week's numbers with me. I don't have today's number because prices have again changed.
Okay.
But PVC was at $770. EDC was at $320.
Okay.
VCM was at $675.
Right.
The PVC EDC delta today is $450.
Right.
And the VCM PVC delta is $95.
Understood. Understood. And just last question, and I'll fall back in the queue again. With respect to the volume guidance for the full year, if it is possible to give us.
So 15% is something that we are very confident of. 15 to 20% growth in pipes and fitting segment should be there.
And given what has happened in the first half, you think that is a conservative number, or that is bit?
No, that is something that we are confident should happen. It's not very conservative.
Perfect, Neeraj. Thank you so much. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agrawal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Ajit and Neeraj. Thank you for the opportunity. Few questions. Firstly, what happened to resin production? Could you just please explain? I think obviously the number looks pretty low, so there has to be a reason for that.
So thanks for your question, Rahul. We had supply issues, especially from due to major breakdowns in Middle East suppliers, and as a result, the supply of EDC and VCM were constrained, and as a result, there was a drop in resin production.
Is that sorted now?
Yes, it is. It is in the process of getting sorted. So overall for the year, we expect that overall resin production will not be to the extent of what has been produced in the past. We expect anywhere between 200 and 220,000 metric tons.
Got it. Similarly for pipes, I think the company should have done better. What is your reading there? And outlook, I think you've already discussed 15-20% pipes and fittings growth. But just in terms of 2Q, are you happy with what has happened and how do you see October panning out?
So Rahul, for the movement which we were expecting to have more contribution coming from the plumbing and sanitation segment, that we are well on the way. You would have noticed what Neeraj just mentioned. There was volatility in the resin prices, and it was a downward movement. And the price-sensitive segment, which constitutes a higher percentage of our business, which is the agri segment, there was a little bit of hesitation on the part of the network and the customers pulling in or making purchases as they were anticipating a price drop. And therefore, you see a 6-7% growth. Otherwise, in terms of non-agri segment or plumbing and sanitation segment, we have seen a significant growth.
So first half non-agri mix would be like how much for the company? And if you could help me with the YOY trend, please, in terms of mix.
So Q2, our mix was 40-60 non-agri and agri. Last year, same period, it was 37%.
This is volume.
Volume, yes.
How about first half?
First half, it is 32%. And last year it was 30%. See, generally Q2, being slow in agri, our non-agri as a ratio is better. But what we have seen this quarter has been the best of all the quarters so far. And as Ajit said, our growth in non-agri has been much, much more as compared to agri.
Got it, sir. And last question, any decisions taken on either CapEx or, you know, the way you're building up the channel, new product launches or dividend payouts that we should know of?
See, Rahul, we will announce it, but we are looking for expansion definitely, because we'll be running out of our capacity in the next couple of years. So several projects in the pipeline, but we will announce it once it fructifies. Yeah?
Perfect. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Pandey from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Hey, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, sure. Just one thing, sort of marketing initiatives we are taking. What would be the approach to just, increase market share or how are we going about it and what sort of payback period we can look at this?
So in terms of focus is especially on growing the non-agri segment because we are fairly strong in the agri segment. So we have targeted cities and states which we are going after for the non-agri sales. And we have segregated, this is on an organization basis, we have segregated our teams into two focused areas. So that is something which has happened over the last financial year, so which is starting to bear fruit right now. And in terms of we are going very, very focused on specific target segments, and our connect with the influencer community, which is extremely important for the non-agri or the plumbing and sanitation segment, has increased significantly as well, including several engagement programs which has been initiated of late.
Okay. And sorry if you have already mentioned it and missed it, but what attributes to this Q1Q decline in volume?
So Q1 and Q4 are generally the peak seasons. That is when the agri demand is at the highest. So if you are talking sequentially, Q2 has always traditionally been poor because volumes drop because of monsoons. Pipes cannot be laid, even the construction activity kind of slows down. So you would typically generally find Q2 being slower than Q1.
Okay, okay. But in terms of the top line, if you look at on YOY basis, there's some decline. So that's what I was just wondering. Was it that this Q2 was worse than last Q2, something like that?
No, so see, on a value terms, if you're comparing with last year, our volumes are up in the pipes and fitting segment. But PVC prices have corrected since then. So if you remember, Q2 last year was actually not a very good quarter for us. We lost a lot of money because PVC prices fell very sharply and they kind of reached the normal levels. So when you look at the top line number, there's an impact of the reduction in PVC prices.
Oh, okay, okay. Wonderful. And just one last thing, what was our agri and non-agri mix for this quarter?
60-40. 60
agri,
40 non-agri.
Okay, and how has it moved YOY as well as Q1Q?
So last year, same period, it was 63-37.
Okay, okay. That's helpful. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions. So first is, how should we read into our volume growth? 6% looks pretty low. The context in which I would seek an answer over here is, does the management look at volume growth with respect to peers or from a market share standpoint? I do understand we do not take direct government orders, but if you look at from a prism of relative basis, this just looks a tad lower. How should we read into this, sir? Thank you.
So thanks for your question, Ritesh. See, the volume growth which we have seen for the pipe and fitting segment of almost 6% year on year. What I would also suggest is that, see, if you are looking at the product mix, a significant portion of our, as Neeraj mentioned, 60% of our volumes come from agri segment. And agri segment is a much more price sensitive segment. And in anticipation of the PVC price drop, many of the purchases were postponed. and as a result, it has impacted on the overall volumes. And that is one of the significant impact that you see, that it is at a 6%. Once the price stabilizes and given the moderate rainfall this year, we expect that the volumes in the agri segment is likely to grow from here on, based on the assumption that the PVC prices will stabilize.
Okay. Sir, if I put it the other way, so we also see inventory buildup in the system. Had it not been for this inventory buildup, which I presume it's probably on back of destock in the channel, what sort of volume growth we could have probably seen?
You are referring to in terms of if the price movement was not there, what would have been the volume movement?
Sir, I'm referring to, so there is inventory which has moved up for us. So I presume that is with respect to the prices going down, demand being a bit slow. Had that decline not been there or inventory stocking not been there, what sort of volume growth we would have probably seen?
We would have seen at least 20-23% growth in this quarter.
Okay. And sir, you indicate this is something which is specific to us, or this would be an industry-wide phenomena wherein the inventories have actually moved up because of the price declines? Hello, am I audible, sir? Hello?
Yes, if you're asking from.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Sir, any incremental color on the credit days, which I think has marginally increased? That is one. That's the second question. I have a third question for Ajit sir as well.
No, so there is, see, working capital means there is slight increase this quarter, but fundamentally nothing has changed. So this should normalize as we move ahead into the year. There is no
Okay.
strategic or tactical shift which has happened in credit terms.
Okay. So, sir, just to understand on PVC, agri pipes, it still continues to remain cash and carry for us, right?
Yes.
And on CPVC, what sort of credit do we give in the marketplace?
See, there is no separate credit for CPVC versus other non-agri. So, see, anyway, even when you're giving a credit, it's to that particular dealer. Then it becomes slightly difficult to segregate key score for CPVC so much for this. So generally, it is 30-60 days, which is given for all plumbing sanitation.
Okay, that is helpful. Sir, last question is on competitive intensity in the marketplace. One of the larger South Indian players, I think they are facing a lot of challenges internally to the company. They are pretty strong in column pipes. Finolex also has had always had presence in column pipes since quite some time. So are we reaping any benefits, or do we see any gradual benefits to accrue to us over the timeline, be it on the loyalty of the dealers changing towards us, anything on that sort, sir? Thank you.
So, Ritesh, our focus has been in column and casing pipes, and we have been strengthening that going forward. And as a result, we do expect an uptick for us.
Sure. And sir, lastly, on capital allocation, we have a huge cash balance. I think since Mr. Wabi's days, we have been hearing that next quarter or so next year, we'll hear something on capital allocation, either CapEx or payout. Sir, any firm timeline over here by when we can expect the use of funds?
See, Ritesh, to be very honest, we do need expansion of our capacities in the next couple of years because we expect our volumes to our capacities to max out. And once we have figured that one out, we will be moving the rest of the remaining cash to the shareholders. But we will have to fix our CapEx first.
Sure. This is helpful. This is helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, this 60-40 agri, non-agri mix, is it volume-wise, right, sir?
Yes, volume-wise.
So any color on value-wise mix?
No, generally we don't share because they're not separate subsegments. So volume is something that we feel is a good indicator.
Okay. And can you share CPVC volume and what was the same last year corresponding quarter?
We don't give CPVC and other subsegment-wise numbers.
Previously, you have shared it and.
So 2 quarters ago, we stopped doing that because these are not separate segments for us. So polymer-wise details, we felt is not right to share.
So at least directionally, you can say what is the year-over-year growth in CPVC segment?
It is better than overall non-agri, I can say that.
Better than overall non-agri, right?
So CPVC has been growing faster than. It's been a faster growing segment.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Udit Gajiwala from YES Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. So firstly, on the resins front, where do you see the stability in the resin prices coming? So you are still sorting out the issues of the supplier. So a steady quarter, hopefully, should be from Q4. Is that understanding correct?
Yes. Even I also concur with your view. By Q4 is, again, my personal view that we should see some sort of normalization in the profitability in the resin segment.
So for full year, what kind of EBIT per kg are you expecting for the resins part?
We should around 7 to 8 rupees for the full year average.
Got it. And so secondly, on the pipes, your previous comment suggests that in the H2, so the plumbing mix will be much higher than agri. So in that pipe business, do we see any improvement in EBIT per kg? And similarly, what will be your full year guidance for that segment?
See, for the full year, the pipe segment, we should be between the 10 to 12 rupees mark.
Okay. And so just directionally, in next 2-3 years, when we are expecting to grow our non-agri portfolio at a faster pace, so how do you see these numbers for EBIT per kg moving in pipe segment specifically?
In pipe segment.
You also have a CapEx cost that will be coming up if you are planning accordingly.
Yeah. See, gradually with our improvement in the non-agri mix, this EBIT in the pipe segment should move towards 14 rupees.
Got it. Got it. And thank you, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. On the new fitting plant, the 12,000 tons which you put, what was the utilization in 2Q and first half?
No, so the plant capacity is approximately 900 to 1,000 metric tons at this point of time. And our utilization has been upwards of 60%.
Got it. And Neeraj, just one thing on the resin. I think the spreads are down QOQ, right? I mean, the delta you mentioned currently versus last month. I understand that the quarter is yet to go through. But the guidance which you're giving, 7 to 8 rupees a kg, I think first half average is about 3. Isn't that too optimistic to achieve that 8 rupees a kg for resin?
See, my view is as follows, Rahul. Again, you're right, because we don't control how commodity prices move. But see, my view is VCM, I feel that it should correct more before the next month starts. So that should kind of help us improve. A lot of this also is impacted by when are we buying the stock. So if you see this month, we have probably just taken just one vessel. We'll probably take two vessels. And if you look at the volume terms, for the first half in resin, we have done roughly So of the 220,000 tons that we have to do in resin, a larger volume will happen in the second half. So that should kind of help us.
Got it, sir. And one question was on the supplier issue. So essentially, the guy couldn't supply, and obviously it's a profitable quarter for us. I don't know how the contracts are, you know, signed with them, but is there any compensation which you're liable for? Or would you claim for that, or is it something that we have to let go?
See, this is generally force majeure clauses are there. He did not, he could not, it's not that he did not supply, he could not supply.
Yeah, they had a change in technology and they did not anticipate it taking this long for the restart up of plant. And that was one of the reasons why we had to, we did not get some of the shipments.
So I don't know about a long history here, but essentially, so it doesn't mean that we are liable to any compensation from them, right?
No.
No.
Not in this particular instance.
Got it. And lastly, CPVC volumes and fittings, I know that you don't share it, but could you give some qualitative flavor in terms of growth for 2Q and first half for CPVC and fittings, please?
If fittings also has the overall growth of fittings, has been higher than overall non-agri growth. Okay. As a ratio also, fittings have improved substantially. I would say 3 to 3 basis points as compared to last year.
And CPVC growth, just pure in terms of growth, 2Q or first half, whatever you can share.
So it is better than the non-agri growth, overall growth of CPVC.
Okay, I get it. Thank you so much.
Thank
All
you.
The best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, if you could just highlight how much is our total fittings capacity right now, and out of the total volumes that we do, what part of it is captive, and is there a contribution from outsourcing still element over there?
So we have roughly 48,000 tons of capacity in fittings. Of this, roughly 12,000 is what we have in-house capacity right now. And balance is outsourced, but
it's captive.
Captive. I mean, for only phenolic use.
Okay. And what Ajit sir indicated in my prior question, that we will look at incremental capex. Is it something which is going to be more only towards pipes and fittings, and there won't be anything for sure on the upstream side, either towards the jetty or PVC, VCM mass balancing over there?
Yes.
So should I assume that it's entirely it's going to be on the pipes and fittings side, nothing else?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. And so lastly, any update on the land bank? I think a part of the land parcel is still there, which is still yet to be monetized.
No, we are still in talks, to be honest. We were hopeful of closing one transaction, but we've not been able to close it yet. But most likely, in again my view, by end of this year, one more substantial chunk we should be able to dispose.
Okay. Lastly, sir, I'll just try my luck. Would you like to comment anything on Finolex Industries, Finolex Cables? Does it impact the company in any which ways?
So, Ritesh, as you always know, it's an independent company. As a management team, we are focused on our performance. What happens at the promoter level is something which we don't get into. And for us, it would not be appropriate to comment on that.
Perfect, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the answers. I wish you all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just one question. In terms of the other expenses, as a percentage of revenue has seems to moved up. So is it because of ad spend or is there any other spend that's sitting there? Any
No. Yeah. Hi, Abhishek. Good morning. That ratio seems probably higher because of the lower top line. I'm assuming you're comparing this with Q1?
Yeah, but where I'm coming from is, if you broadly look at your quarters where you have lower revenues, you also see a decline in other expenses. This quarter, you have not seen any decline in other expenses despite a lower top line. So that's the only thing that I was looking at.
No, so
If you see
obviously.
historically, your other expenses as a percentage of revenue is more like 19%. It's more like 23% in the current quarter. So that is where I was.
So some advertising spend has come up. So that is the major reason why you see an increase.
So Q-on-Q also you have seen higher ad spend?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And is it more focused towards that should be more focused towards the plumbing part of the business, right?
Yes, correct.
And is it more focused towards only metros or certain regions? Any color of that sort would be helpful.
See, it is not only towards metro. The kind of activities that we do in marketing. So for example, even when we are on screen, our presence on screen, we kind of stay away from very expensive IPL sort of things. We are there subtly, but our presence you would find more in content which is seen by our relatable customer segment. For instance, we were
And influencers.
And influencers. For example, some of the shows that we kind of participated last year, like Bigg Boss, and this year on Kartoge Khiladi. So these are shows which have large viewerships of our relevant segment, and you see our spends more in the BTL sort of spends.
And if you actually saw during the current World Cup as well, our logo will be present in the TV screens, which is and the amount of viewership and the comments which we have got on that has been quite significant.
Okay. And Ajit, would you have any sense around or leaders in terms of the overall, while you have seen about a 6% kind of a volume growth, what would be the industry volume growth for 2Q from the resin numbers? Any sense would you have around that?
See, I will not be able to comment on the competition, but in general, the industry has been growing anywhere between 10-15% average.
And you believe.
As I mentioned, we have been impacted a little bit more severely because of our volume mix.
Fair.
And that's the reason why our movement towards the non-agri segment.
But for the year, you expect also to grow at 15%, so you will at least maintain your market share.
That is our expectation.
Okay. And the capacity constraint element will only come in FY 26, is what you believe?
In the next 2 to 3 years, yes, we are anticipating that, and therefore we are doing what is needed at this point.
Okay. And also in order to tap into newer regions, like not newer, but where your probably market shares are not higher, are you also looking to get into something kind of an outsourcing model or a warehouse capacity? And any changes that you're bringing to your distribution? Because if I broadly look at your retail touch points, they have been stagnating at about 21,000 for some time now. So any thoughts around that?
See, although the retail, see, for example, our dealers and distributors are around 800, whereas our retail network is growing. So a couple of years back, we were at around 20,000. We are up almost 23,000 now. And one of the things which we are doing is that there is also a churn in the sense that the non-performing dealers are getting out, and we are introducing more and more performing dealers. So although the number seems to be stagnant, the quality of the network also has improved significantly. That is one thing which we are doing. And what was the other question?
No, sir, I was trying to understand that, you know, in terms of getting into new regions, or maybe there are regions where the market shares are lower, are you trying to put up a warehouse, or some people also,
so,
you know,
other aspect of it, where we are working really hard on innovating is in the logistics itself. So we have several proofs of concepts running at various parts of the country, trying to get closer to the market, and once they are successful, we'll be rolling it out to the rest of the country.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Muchal from HDFC AMC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, any update on the PVC import quality order which the government had probably brought in? I'm not sure if it was implemented. So any updates if you have, you can share.
So that quota system was implemented, but till now we don't know how it is being monitored. I don't think personally it is being. But what it has done is some of those imports have reduced. If you're coming up inferior quality PVC, that has reduced. But from a quota perspective, how it is being managed, we don't know. I don't think it is being managed as a part.
So the order is not effective as of yet. It's just the fear of the order that is...
See, government did come out with the quota and all of that. But how they are monitoring it, I'm not sure.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's all, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address the questions from all participants in this conference call, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you need a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Mule from Jefferies India. Please go ahead. Hello, sir.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir, you can ask your questions.
Hello.
I think he's dropped out.
Mr. Mule, unfortunately, we are not able to hear you, so if you wish to ask a question, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Thank you for taking my question. I have one query related to the margin front. So if I look at your gross margin has improved, whereas the EBITDA margin has been contracted, even in the time of when the PVC EDC spread is on the higher, and that's benefited, as well as you mentioned, that's now the plumbing is a 40% for a quarter, that's maybe also you know, benefited. So and also you had given a you know, indicative the way forward EBIT per kg for a pipe to be range of around 14 rupees, which was not in the, you know, in the past quarters we had not seen such. So first, what exactly the you know, the EBITDA margin contraction reason? Definitely you had said advertisement, but is it the only advertisement or something else to look at? And the way forward, how you are going to look this? Because advertisement is not in a quarter, I believe it's going to be continued. So that is my question.
Yeah. Hi, Praveen. Good morning. So you are right. There is a gross margin improvement in the pipe segment also. That is because of the mix change. But on a net basis, when you see see the volume that we did in Q1 was close to 90,000 tons. Whereas in this quarter, we have done 60,000 tons. So your other fixed cost kind of gets amortized over a smaller quantity. So you get that negative impact in a per ton profitability. I hope I was able to answer you.
Yeah. Right. So the way forward, we will... Go ahead.
Yeah. So way forward 14 is something that we are aspiring for in a few years' time, not in this year. See, as our non-agri to agri improves more towards the 50-50 mark, we aspire that our margin in the pipe segment should also go up to 14 and plus. But for the current year, what we are saying is it should remain in 10 to 12 rupees kg.
Okay, got it. Thank you for this answer. Second, sir, is related to the realization of the PVC resin. If I look at the external realization, which is around 29% higher than the overall blended realization, so have you sold the PVC resin at the higher price in the external market?
So see, if you see, our external sale of resin has been very, very minimal. And you see a higher realization there because we also make emulsion grade PVC. The realization of the emulsion grade is better than the suspension grade PVC that we sell. So you see a better overall realization in that, in the PVC segment.
How is the difference, just to clarify, sir, emulsion versus that?
So the difference is more than 30 rupees.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for answering my questions. All the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. What I wanted to check for the PVC resins, is it possible for you to kind of give some statistics about the industry in terms of how much was domestic PVC resin production in India, how much was import, and of the total availability, how much goes into pipes and how much goes for other usages?
So in overall market, I think 73% of all the PVC which is consumed in India goes into the pipe and fitting segment. Of the overall PVC resin which is consumed, almost 50% is imported. Only about 50% is made locally. And that will...
Sorry, I can't hear you, sir. Sorry.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
A little better towards the end. Yeah, now I can hear.
Yeah. So, I don't have the exact numbers for you right now, but about 50% of India's PVC needs are imported still.
Right. No, because we have been hearing this 50-50 for a while, so I wanted to check if there is a change.
No new capacity has come up. No new capacity has come up.
But at the same time, the consumption would have grown, so I presume the imports would have gone up beyond 50%. And I wanted to see the change, because when you say 10 to 15% growth for the industry, is this also being supported by the resin imports number, you know?
So that also depends upon what the capacity utilization of current PVC producers as well. So although Phenolex has been producing at its capacity, I'm not sure the other manufacturers have been producing at their capacity. So the upside is definitely, but as you would have heard in media, that there are a few more manufacturers who are looking into establishing large manufacturing facilities for PVC in India going forward, which might come up in the next 4 to 5 years.
Got it. This is helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted a clarification. You said that that channel was anticipating price cuts in the PVC segment, so they were not, there was not enough buying. So was this only restricted to the agri segment, or was it in the plumbing segment as well?
The overall market, this is a tendency that when they expect, because to make it very clear, the pricing is very efficient in the pipes and fitting segment. The moment there is a rise in PVC prices or drop in PVC prices, it gets translated into the pricing in the markets within 1 or 2 days maximum.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody holding a higher value inventory and the PVC price falls, they will be under loss. So typically in a dropping PVC price scenario, the network pulls back on holding any inventory. The moment they see prices going up, they start pulling inventory. And in a dropping market, yes, they will expect price protection as well. For otherwise, the inventory, they don't hold inventory at all. So that is the dynamics of the market. And therefore, if you look at the fitting and fitting segment, which is the non-agri segment, they are much less elastic. For example, any building and construction, pipes and fitting contribute only 1.5 to 2% of the project price.
Yes.
Whereas in agri segment, it's the farmer who is buying it with his own money. They are high price sensitive. And therefore, any movement in price, you have that segment pulling back immediately.
Okay, so the impact was mostly restricted to the agri pipe segment, the anticipation of price falling, right?
That's right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And so,
I won't say only agri segment, but predominantly.
Majorly. Okay, got it. Thank you so much for the detailed explanation. Just another clarification. You said the differential between suspension PVC is about 30 rupees more than the emulsion grade PVC.
It ranges. Currently, it is less than 30 rupees. It is 25 rupees.
Okay. And it is mostly suspension grade PVC which is used to make pipes, right?
Yes, yes. Emulsion grade has different usage. It is mostly for medical equipment and leather, etc.
Okay. And what would be the raw material for this emulsion grade, or the same as suspension?
Same.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Just in terms of, we have seen a very sharp price correction as we speak in the month of October, and with some amount of price improvement now, marginal one. So now the trade will have a lot more confidence given the behavioral aspect that one sees towards the price movements in terms of volume offtake. Any thoughts?
Yeah, we anticipate. Given the annual rainfall scenario, which has been suboptimal in many parts of the country, and given the stability of PVC prices, we expect that there will be an uptick in demand going forward.
Okay. And any given the crude price movement, you have any thoughts on PVC prices trend over the next 6 to 9 months? Any thoughts?
See, there is not too much of a correlation between the two. The PVC prices are influenced by caustic production, crude oil prices, etc. So it is very difficult to predict based on crude oil prices.
Okay, but you think after the sharp price drop in PVC, it should at least stabilize, and that should give channel confidence?
We expect the bottom has been reached.
Oh, fair. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Asim from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, just one question. So you mentioned that Q2 volume underperformance on pipes is majorly to do with your agri mix being higher. But is your geographic mix more skewed towards south and west also a factor that may have weighed down on volume?
Not really, because our strongholds are west and south, where we have a decent demand of agri coming from those regions.
Okay, because amongst the interactions that we had with the channel players, I think what we heard was because there was better rains earlier, so accordingly agri pipe sales were weaker. And then I think September month had the PVC price overhang, so anyway, pipe sales were weak. So I just wanted to check. Basically, the understanding that I wanted to get out of here was, if you were a more balanced player across India and not a Western South player, would you have done better in Q2?
No, if you actually see the pipe demand, pipes and fittings demand is based on the GDP from each of these regions. And West and South are the strongest. So I don't think it's not because of the geographic spread.
Okay, and just lastly, so earlier in Q2, PVC prices were actually, I think, moving upwards. Did you see any sense of channel restocking on the agri side during that time?
See, that time, if you see that the increase was in small tranches, 1 rupee, 1.5 rupee. So, and that we were approaching the end of season. So we did not see much channel stocking at that time.
But then, just to come back to the September period, I mean, it is anyway a weak season for agri, right? So if there was a PVC price overhang, why would agri as a segment do relatively weaker then to drag down the overall volume?
If you really ask me, July and August were in fact very good months. So the whole, I would say, the impetus on growth or the growth of both agri and non-agri kind of continued every month on month from April onwards. April, May, June, July, August. In September, there are a couple of things which happened which impacted agri more. One was monsoon kind of reached everywhere and there were rains. Secondly, while price correction did not happen, there was a strong indication of prices going down. The prices prevailing in the country were higher than the import offers which were being offered. So there was a long period of, an overhang where there is an anticipation of price reduction, but it did not happen. So that actually played a bigger role. If this price correction would have probably happened in the first week of September itself, then we might not have seen so much of destocking. That's my view. But the fact that this overhang of, there's going to be a price correction for a month, that had a very negative impact.
Sure, great. Thanks, Neeraj. Thanks, Ajit.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Sriram Rajan, who is an individual investor.
Thank
Please
you.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Just two questions, actually. In terms of agri and non-agri, where are the margins more for the company?
Agri is a high volume, low margin business. Okay. And non-agri is a high-margin business.
Okay.
So the profitability in non-agri is more than agri.
Yeah, and is there any intention or to change the ratio 40-60 to a higher mix from a sales?
Yeah. Not very long ago, we used to have a ratio of 80-20.
Okay.
2017-18 onwards. And that is when, since then, we have been focusing and trying to improve this ratio. And that's why we see comfortably that we are at the 65-35 mark. Our endeavor is that in a few years' time, we should reach at least 50-50 in both the segments.
Okay. That's very helpful. And in terms of, given that building and the real estate market has significant tailwinds, at least for the next 4-5 years, is that an important segment for us, actually?
Yes,
selling directly
absolutely.
To the builders?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Would you mind sharing what fraction of your non-agri business would that be, or it's a little too small now?
So, just so I'm clear, we do not sell anything directly to any builder or any project.
Okay.
Whatever sales we do, it's through our channel partners only.
Okay. And the plumbers, etc., taking it and off the shelf is one, but a builder buying something en bloc for the entire construction of 1,000 flats, is that a segment you're you're actually intentionally focusing on, or it's something that the channel partners has to focus on?
No. So we do that. So what happens is, while we do not sell it directly, we don't bill it to the builder directly, but it is our team. We have a dedicated team which works continuously only on these projects. We call them project business. And they at times they work independently, at times they take support from the local dealer or distributor in their area, and they kind of jointly make the value proposition to the builder. But that happens.
Okay. Thank you. That's very useful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all for attending today's call. Obviously, if you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to us. And season's greetings. Happy Vijayadashmi to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.